listener production.
Good morning, it's Ibanez Taylor with your local news briefing. Full jails in a matter of weeks is what a Queensland professor says would happen if a blanket bail ban was placed on domestic violence offences. Dr. Terry Goldsworthy's comments come after the death of a New South Wales mum who was allegedly killed by her former partner whilst he was on bail for her alleged rape and intimidation. He says those at risk of reoffending shouldn't be on bail, but removing bail from all DV offences will not work.
You know, if you start going down the path of mandatory sentencing because it is a category of an offence, especially one that's, you know, there's so many. I mean, if you look at the amount of DV orders taken out in Queensland, tens of thousands, other states would be in similar situations. You're going to overload the criminal justice system and it just simply won't function.
Emerald Woman will soon be able to access gynaecology services thanks to an expanded offering from Heart of Australia. The mobile clinic will visit on a quarterly basis and offer services relating to fertility, endometriosis, menopause and cervical screening. Head of Operations Ewan Wiley says their first visit is this weekend and a GP referral is needed.
Probably one of our busiest communities of all Emerald. There's a wide range of agricultural, mining industry and population in that region. And people also, you know, travel in from neighbouring areas to see the truck at Emerald.
To local sport now, and in the QRL, our CQ Capras have the advantage of the home crowd when they take on the Sunshine Coast Falcons this weekend. It could be a close match with only one win separating the two teams. Previously, in their two meets last season, our Capras won by a whooping 28 points and drew on the other. It all kicks off at Rugby Park, Rockhampton from 6 p.m. onwards.